Later Boy Fancast. I'm Sabra Kojus.
And I'm May from the podcast. Do we think my headphone battery will last another recording? I haven't charged them in episodes and episodes. And
oh,
I'm
no.
I'm 100% positive where the charger is.
Definitely not. And also, we can't record without you having headphones because the sound is going to, it would pick me up.
Yeah. I'm just playing kind of fast and loose.
Okay, so we're just going to talk really, really, really fast.
Yes, and then we'll slow it down in post.
Yeah.
We're going to do really a 13-minute podcast, and then we'll stretch that out by going real slow.
I wish I was the person that would say something. I say I'm Sabra Kojus, and you say I may... And I blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah because I wanted to be like, I'm Sabra Kojus and I'm very sleepy right now.
I'm also sleepy. I'm drinking coffee and it's 6 p.m.
That's scary. You should not be doing that.
In my defense, I forgot to have coffee this morning. I was just having a busy day. Didn't have coffee. And then around 4 p.m. I was like, why am I falling asleep? What is happening? And then I was like, oh, I am not caffeinated in the least.
How much sleep do you get now that you have a baby?
Honestly, I get pretty good sleep. I had horrible insomnia my entire pregnancy, so I'm actually sleeping better now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think my body was preparing for this. I really do.
Because George is still working some of the time, do you have to be the one who gets up in the middle of the night?
It depends. If he doesn't have work the next day, then he gets up with her.
Okay.
If he does have work the next day, I usually get up with her, but he sometimes just gets up anyway.
Seems rough. There was a point where you were like, oh, it's great because, like, I'm home, like, all the time right now, but George, like, is still kind of working, so then he comes home, and then he takes care of the baby, but then I was like, okay, so George has two jobs? He has dad and job, and you just have one job, which is mom? Like, that does not seem fair to George.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, like, having worked a very difficult job, taking care of a baby is, like, almost comparable to the level of work that you're doing at, like, a job like I have generally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's probably easier in a lot of ways to like go to an office, come home, and like do a little bit of childcare than it is to do like 24/7 childcare.
I have a question about that. What do you actually do? Because doesn't the baby sleep for like 2 hours at a time?
The baby like basically eats all day, which is hard for me.
Because it's your body, are you?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going to ask this on a podcast. Hey, or are you breastfeeding?
Sure am.
That's one of the many reasons that having kids seems wildly unappealing to me. I have no desire. I have no desire for my breasts to be anything other than sexual. And I know that that's an unpopular opinion, but that's how I feel.
I don't think that's necessarily an unpopular opinion. I think that's a totally fair thing.
I think that there was a push... Part of the body positivity movement was this push, and it's just like this one kind of tiny aspect that I saw on the internet, which was that people felt bad about their breasts and the shape or like visual aspect of them, mm-hmm. because they see porn and they see models and they see these like tiny little like very perky boobs on very skinny women. So I'm like, well, that's just a different body type, like
right.
Boobs kind of match your body type, but whatever. And they felt bad, people felt bad because like their boobs sag and maybe like they are overweight or maybe they had kids or whatever, and so their boobs just are a different shape. And then there's this push of like, well, that's what boobs are supposed to do because it has to feed a child, so it should be kind of pointing down, your nipple should be pointing down because that's where the baby's mouth is, which I'm like, that's fine, I guess. My boobs don't point down. I don't think my boobs are meant to feed a child. They don't. It would be. I'd really be having to hold this child up like horizontally on my chest.
I was actually thinking, like, just logistically, they're not in a good spot. They should definitely be like, for evolutionary purposes, if they really are just to feed a baby, they should be much lower so that you could just have the baby lying on your lap. Like, why do my arms need to be involved? That feels ridiculous. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
So I actually agree with your point. I think, like, they contain multitudes. They can absolutely be both.
Get that on a shirt. My boobs contain multitudes.
I would frankly love that. I would wear that.
First, we never got wall decor that said, bitch, let's psycho.
I really want that, too.
I mean, it's Black Friday. Should we check? Or coming up is Black Friday. I guess Black Friday used to be a one-day holiday, and then it moved, and it kept moving and moving backwards. And now it's, like, 2 weeks long.
Yeah,
and the sales aren't as good. It used to be like everything's 80% off, and now everything's like 20% off. And I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be 20% off like 3 months from now too. This isn't exciting.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you also have this opinion because it really irritates me.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Where is the frenzy? Like, people are supposed to be killed on Black Friday.
How dare people not die anymore for capitalism?
Just kidding. So joke. Friends.
I really would love to know if there's a single person listening to this podcast that thinks we're serious about anything.
That would be, well, I think that you would need to be coming in on this episode.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think you can get through two episodes of this and be like, they must be serious when they say that out of pocket thing.
Yeah, I will say there's something that I saw the other day that I was like, this has to be a joke, right? But then, like, the person was like kind of doubling down in the comments, which I was like, that's still, is it, are you joking? To the point where I was like, I actually genuinely can't tell anymore. And then I saw, like, wow, a bigger Twitter account say, like, they're joking. And I was like, okay, it's a joke. Because the joke was that how dare Taylor Swift date Travis Kelce when he has the mental capabilities of, like, a teenager. And so therefore she's grooming him because he has, like, brain damage from football, and so he's not mentally an adult. But it was like, that's the kind of thing that people say on Twitter. So I was like, I genuinely don't know if you're joking.
Yeah, that's completely crazy. But also I can see a certain kind of online lunatic saying it with some level of seriousness.
Exactly. Because I also think
there's like a certain, okay, there's like people who say crazy things sincerely. There's people who say crazy things as a joke. And then there's another third kind of person that like wants to have a hot take so badly that they're not even, they're like in sort of a weird quantum serious and unserious realm where if people were to agree with them, then they would be serious about it.
Yep.
But if people disagree, then they're like, I'm just trolling.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
They
yep,
did.
Yep,
you yep. fell for the bait.
Right. And I low key feel like that's maybe what this was, but I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was 100% a joke the whole time. And I do actually think, I'm lying, I do think it was a joke the whole time because they also said something about him having CTE, but you can't have no one alive can know that they have CTE. You have to dissect the brain in order to figure that out. So we can only find out after you die. So I have to believe that they knew they were joking the whole time, but
players.
Who knows? Speaking of Twitter, we're going to talk about that in our Avril Lavigne podcast and tweets related to Avril Lavigne, but I just kind of wanted to go back to the concept of boobs.
Circle back. Let's bring it on back.
I wanted to circle back. The reason I brought up Black Friday is because, I didn't finish this thought, just to see if there's anyone on Etsy that makes these kinds of custom things that maybe is having a Black Friday sale with Black Friday
coming up. Let us know.
This will come out well after Black Friday.
Yeah, but could you make an exception for us because we can't find out about it until after Black Friday?
Well, I'm just saying that we should check. But yeah, okay.
That's true. I thought you meant like if a listener has
a
very specific Etsy shop that would make these things for us.
That was not what I was saying, but that's also good too. Well, if it's a very specific listener, we don't need Black Friday. They should just give us a discount.
Yeah, we should get really mad about that right now.
We make $0 off this podcast.
Yeah.
If you have an Etsy store and you haven't made us a Bitch Slut Psycho wall decor or crop tops / baby tees that say my boobs contain multitudes.
You should already have anticipated this episode.
Yes.
And made that shirt for us.
Yes. Well, the Bitch Slut Psycho thing was old. We've said that a long time
ago. Oh, yeah. So. And we've said it a lot, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think so. Up. It's
because it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. So anyway, back to the boobs thing, though. Speaking of boobs containing multitudes, you're right. I think they evolutionarily have to contain multitudes the same way that we, or at least, I mean, I'm about to say something as if it is fact and it is fully something I decided in my brain. But I have to assume that we've all, that science has acknowledged that sex is not solely for pregnancy and procreation purposes.
Yeah, it's like a bonding thing too, of course.
Well, there's that, but there's also that women have a specific part of the body that is solely for pleasure and has nothing to do with procreation.
That is true.
And serves no other purpose but pleasure. So this idea that some people who believe that sex should only be for procreation and that, like, whatever, like, that doesn't make sense to me scientifically, because I'm like, but then why would this piece of the body exist?
Riddle me this.
Yeah, riddle me this. But then when you're saying that, like, if boobs were just for feeding babies, they would be much lower, I think that makes a lot of sense that they're up high because we use these, like, round parts of our bodies to attract men. That's why, like, eyes, butt, boobs, they're, like, round things that men can look at, and this way it's all kind of in one spot.
Men love circles, famously.
Men love circles. Is this just something that someone said to me, like, in high school? And I was like, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
That's so funny. I've never heard that. I'm just
going to take her work from
me. That's why I wear hoop earrings. The bigger maybe. The O and all that.
Oh, my God, maybe. It's also why I don't think the buckle fat removal trend makes any sense.
Because
you're taking the roundness out of your face.
Yeah. What the heck, gang?
Yeah.
Also, that just, like, looks like it wouldn't be comfortable. Like, it looks like you would just be walking around feeling uncomfortable in the face region forever.
Well, you just look like a cat.
Yeah.
Like a really weirdly shaped cat.
Fact. Which is awesome if you're a weirdly shaped cat.
Yeah, but not if you're a human.
Yeah. Unless you love looking that way, in which case, pop off. I'm not here to cast judgment on you, but I do think it's whack.
I think it's whack, and I am going to cast judgment because I think it's a little bit fucked up to try to modify our bodies for no reason when, like, for like, an appearance thing that you, like, I don't know, you just decided to make other people insecure because
right, that's
you decided you could do something, you know?
That's a great point. And it also is, like, wow, I had a great point to make and then it left my brain, so never mind.
It's okay.
Can you get, like, a making your brain better surgery? Because I could use that.
Yeah, it's called a lobotomy. And it notoriously makes your brain better.
I'm going to not make a follow-up joke to that because I thought of multiple and I think they're a bridge too far, even for this podcast.
Okay. So, today's actually the season finale of this season.
Whoa!
That we really didn't know
that.
What was going on. No, I didn't know it either until I went to type in the, like, how I save this. It's just, like, season 7, episode whatever, and I realized it was episode 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. We did get 10 more episodes. Granted, did we plan a single episode in advance? No, we did not. Were they good? Who knows?
I think that everyone needs to have their, like, their dud season in order to come back even stronger. So this was our dud season.
Exactly. That's what I was saying about, like, the podcast Bad With Money, where they did a season that was just about, like, finances in other countries. And I was like, that's not helpful to me. I live in America and I can't move to other places because that's not how immigration works.
Correct.
All those, it really fucking bothers me when people try to use the talking point, because it just, I don't know why it became a fucking talking point of, like, well, if you don't like America, you can just leave. Where the fuck am I supposed to go?
Huh?
That doesn't make any sense. If we're not letting other people immigrate to our country, why would you think that we can immigrate to other countries? That's not how it works.
It's really not. Sabra's legit mad.
That being said, I actually would legally be allowed to move to Israel. But that's the only country.
I would, if my mom got Irish citizenship, then I could get Irish citizenship. I can't get Irish citizenship because none of my grandparents were born in Ireland, which is honestly so rude of them, because three of them are 100% Irish. So I don't know where they came off being born in America. But my mom had grandparents who were born in Ireland, so she could get Irish citizenship, and then my mom would be an Irish citizen, so I could get Irish citizenship.
Interesting. I don't think I am slightly Irish. But I don't know if any of my great-grandparents were born in Ireland. I have a feeling, because my dad says he's a quarter Irish. So I guess hypothetically one of his grandparents could have been born in Ireland, in which case he could get Irish citizenship and therefore I could get it. But I don't, it would be far easier for me to get Israeli citizenship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I could do that, but that's not a thing that most Americans can do because the American Jewish population is like 2%.
Right.
So for most people, no, you cannot just leave. And actually, like, as an actual real life example, my uncle did immigrate to another country, to Thailand, and he has to leave every 3 months. He like owns, yeah. I don't know, actually owns a house there, or he just rents something, but he lives full time in Thailand, but because he is not a citizen, and I looked it up one time and it looked like you could kind of live in Thailand under a certain type of visa for like 5 years, and then you could renew for another 5 years, but after that 10 years you would never be allowed back into the country. So he doesn't do that. Instead, he just leaves every 3 months and then comes back.
That's so crazy.
Right. So unless you're my uncle, who had no kids, is divorced, and worked a very lucrative job in like accounting or something, and therefore have that kind of money, no, you cannot just leave. Most countries don't want you, Americans. So sorry to break it to you.
Yeah. If you, one of our podcast listeners, has ever used that as a talking point, I want you to take a long, hard look at yourself today.
I was literally just going to say, I cannot imagine a universe in which one of our listeners has ever said that.
I want to say you're 100% right. I do feel like you couldn't. This is not the vibe of podcasts that a person who makes a comment like that likes in my brain, but I don't know if that's actually true. Let us know if you have bad opinions and like our podcast.
We would love to know your bad opinions. Okay. So, why did I bring that up? Why did I bring up other countries?
I don't know, but Avril Lavigne's a French citizen, I'm pretty sure we established on last
episode. We did establish that. But she actually might, like, I don't know, maybe she has grandparents in France. That's not off the table. Yeah. Anyway, we were gonna...
Well, her dad is named, like, Jean-Claude or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, technically anyone can name their kid Jean-Claude if you
wanted
to. Yeah,
I'm looking at you, Timothy Chalamet. French ass name. He's from like a random state.
I tried to name my parents' dog Claude, but they said no. So then I named him Hugo instead, which pretty was good. After Victor Hugo, who is also French. Anyway, so this is the season finale. Oh, that's what I was saying. That's how we got into this. I said this is season finale. You said this is our dud season. I said yes, like when Bad with Money had their dud season of telling us about finances in other countries that don't apply to me because I live in America. And actually then I stopped listening to the podcast, so I'm hoping they got out of their dud season, but I can't actually confirm that because I don't listen because of their dud season. Oh no. Right. Oops. Anyway.
Yeah.
More Perfect also, I think, had a dud season where they had songs, and they had some really big artists, like Dolly Parton wrote a song about the 19th Amendment, and they had artists, musicians, write songs about the constitutional amendments. But that was their dud season. And then they came back and they did it better. So that's going to be us someday, guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Someday
can,
we'll be
you
better.
You can just bail on this episode, wait till the next season. It's fine.
No, don't do that. I need you to listen to this, which also requires me to actually edit the episodes. And I've been bad about that. And that's on me.
That's okay. Life's like that sometimes.
Yeah. I've been not in a good mood.
Yeah. Reasonable. I'm gonna say reasonable.
Okay, so today we are going to start off, this is gonna be a hodgepodge episode, maybe that's what I'll call it, an Avril Lavigne hodgepodge episode.
Yeah.
So we are gonna start off by talking about a tweet that we have somehow never talked about. Seems crazy.
Yeah, I just saw this for the first time.
Yeah, seems crazy that we never would have brought this up before. But I pulled up a 2021 article from Distractify called "What Did Chrissy Teigen Say About Singer Avril Lavigne? Controversial Tweet Resurfaces."
Yeah, so Chrissy Teigen used to really tweet a lot of out-of-pocket stuff back in like 2011. She was a real troll on
yes.
Twitter.com.
Why did she do that?
Because like some people are so, listen, I don't know anything about Chrissy Teigen. I don't care about her in the slightest. I don't know enough to know if this was her, but man, some people are desperate for attention. Oh boy. And if it's bad attention, they do not care. And this sounds like the kind of person who's desperate for attention, including bad attention.
But she's famous and she's married to John Legend.
Yeah, but I don't think she was particularly famous in 2011. I certainly hadn't heard of her. That's a long time ago. I think she was just like a person online.
Yeah, I think she became famous because of these out-of-pocket tweets, but she was a model, and she was married, or at least dating, John Legend.
There are so many models that I'm unfamiliar with, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like modeling is one of those things that, like, if you're an actor, you're, like, most likely to be known for your personality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by being a singer, And then if you're a model, I feel like, why would I know anything about you unless you have a big online presence?
Yeah. Yeah. But also, I don't know. I don't understand why she would do this. Okay, I'm just going to keep reading. What did Chrissy Teigen say about Avril Lavigne? The model is facing public backlash after old controversial tweets resurface. Get the details. I would love to get the details to Distractify. Okay. Though model and cookbook author Chrissy Teigen is known for her social media commentary, John Legend's wife is now receiving major backlash after celebrities came forward claiming they were victims of cyberbullying. In an interview with The Daily Beast, Courtney Stodden opened up about being targeted by Chrissy on Twitter. Quote, she wouldn't just publicly tweet about wanting me to take a dirt nap, but would privately DM me and tell me to kill myself. Things like, I can't wait for you to die.
Lunatic behavior, deeply. I hadn't even read that part. And I remember knowing about this at the time, but I had forgotten about how completely whack that was.
I don't remember that. That's crazy. I think I vaguely remember her, like, maybe telling Donald Trump to kill himself, but that, like, was more relevant, like, in 2015.
Yeah, like, and she was, like, making a whole persona online of, like, being a person who said stuff like that. But it wasn't, like, cyberbullying like this.
Yeah, private DMs telling someone to kill themselves.
Right. I mean, that, I guess that goes far beyond. I didn't realize it was private DMs. I had forgotten that detail. That definitely goes beyond wanting attention, because who's going to see that but the person you're cyberbullying? So that's really weird.
I mean, I would love to know the psychology behind that decision.
I love not knowing. I just can't fathom, and I would like to continue not being able to fathom.
Okay. Since Courtney's interview, the Twitter users have unearthed more of Chrissy's past controversial tweets that targeted Lindsay Lohan, Quivenzhané Wallace. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not saying that right.
That is correct. Quivenzhané.
Okay. Wallace. Farrah Abraham. Jay Moore. I don't know if I'm saying that right. And more celebrities. While some celebs would publicly tweet back at Chrissy's comments, one celebrity seemingly brushed off the remark. Avril Lavigne. Keep reading to find out what Chrissy said about the pop punk singer in 2011. Why would it? Of course.
You really have to do a lot of scrolling for these. It's like, keep reading to it. Yes, it's the same article. Like, you don't need to keep putting these weird hooks in. Calm down.
Yeah. Okay. What did Chrissy Teigen say about Avril Lavigne? It's now the third time in this article that they've told us that they've asked us that exact question.
They're just like putting out all these little breadcrumbs. Like, keep following the trail.
Well, it seems Chrissy was not a fan of the recording artist. In 2011, Chrissy wrote a scathing tweet about the skater boy singer after watching an interview with Avril. Quote, if you told me I could have one kid, but it would be exactly like Avril, I would choose to have a barren, sterile existence that ends when I die.
It's just so, first of all, everybody's existence ends when they die.
Like, right, that makes
I don't understand
no sense.
That point in the slightest. But also, I am curious, what interview do we think this is that prompted her to write this? Because there's no indication, and I want to just gut check, say it was the one from Over the Hedge.
I'm looking up Avril Lavigne 2011 interview. Okay, so she went on The View in 2011.
Oh, a controversial show at times.
It is. Okay, let me see if I can just pull up a transcript. Well, when was Over the Hedge? I don't think that was the right time. No, Over the Hedge was 2006. I'm so sorry. Unless she's watching it later.
I think she's watching it later. This is my... I have established the reality as per this podcast, because this podcast is... Reality is malleable here on What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy Fancast.
That's true. Unfortunately, I can't pull up the transcript of this video from The View. So I'm just gonna like move on from that, but I'm gonna go back to Google and see if there were any other interviews. Well, she had a bunch of interviews in 2011. She did one on MTV. This one's only 58 seconds long.
58 seconds of Chrissy Teigen rage bait.
Yeah.
Imagine being that bothered.
I know. Okay, wait. So... Oh, this one I can at least put on captions for. Okay, so I'm just going to mute it, and then I'm going to read the captions, and we're going to hope it makes sense. She says, it was really nice to have Butch Walker be part of this album. As we wrote together on the last two records, for me, so he produced two songs that I wrote on being... Oh, one being Alice, which is a song I wrote for Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, and then Stopped Standing There, which is another song that I wrote, and working with him is nice because I have a relationship there and it's comfortable and he's really talented and he has an edge to him and he's very musical and I respect him as an artist because he's also a performer. This is the longest sentence of all time.
That's how she does things. I mean, maybe that just really makes Chrissy Teigen mad. Maybe that's why she thrives on Twitter, because she hates long sentences.
Maybe. I wanted to include Alice on this album because it's a song that I wrote that I'm proud of that song. It was a song for a Tim Burton film.
Yeah, I love
you
her.
Already told us that. This is making me cry laugh. Okay. So that was pretty cool. And Johnny Depp is kind of in my music video, if that counts. It's a clip. So I wanted to put this song on the record, so it's a hidden track.
Wow. I love Avril interviews. She just rambles. And it's like, it reminds me so much of our last episode, which was like a personal favorite of mine, reading her Genius annotation.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, oh, to live a day in Avril's mind. But I think Chrissy just watched literally any interview where she comports herself like that and got real mad.
I genuinely think she probably watched this interview of on The View, because that seems like a show that Chrissy Teigen would watch because she like doesn't have anything else to do. But unless I just sit here and listen to it and try to like tell you guys what it says, which I'm not gonna do because it's not gonna be fun for anybody, I can't get the transcript of it, which is unfortunate, but I'm going to assume it's that one, and we'll just all have to make up in our brains what was said in that interview.
Yeah, maybe she said, I personally loathe Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, or maybe she said, he asked me to marry him, they all do.
They all do. And maybe they she was do. Talking about John Legend.
Oh,
interesting.
What? Anyway.
Much to consider.
Okay, so Chrissy tweets this crazy thing, which is also like a little bit like, I don't know, feels like you're saying, being like, well, I'd rather have a barren, sterile existence, as if that's like the worst possible thing that could happen to somebody, which seems rude.
Yeah, that does seem quite rude. Yeah, there's plenty of people that do have that, ma'am.
Yeah.
Not all of whom want it.
Right. Though Avril did not respond to the online hate, the singer's fandom tweeted in defense of their idol. Soon after the initial tweet, the Sports Illustrated model then decided to apologize. For some reason, apologize is in quotation marks.
It's because it's a not sincere apology.
For what she previously tweeted, writing, I would formally like to apologize, but only for one of those, sorry you are offended, I would formally like to apologize, but only one of those sorry you are offended apologies, because right. I am. She added, I spew out terrible opinions and observations all day, and I didn't think twice about that one.
Yeah, she literally said, I'm only sorry you're offended, but I'm not sorry that I said it.
And then the article says, yikes! Which is relatable.
Yeah,
since being wild. Publicly called out for her past moments, Chrissy recently told her followers that she's reaching out to people she may have hurt with her tweets. However, it has not been confirmed if Chrissy has personally reached out to the complicated singer.
That would be really funny if she reached out to her in 2021. Hey, sorry about that tweet from 2011. I feel like let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Literally. Do not bring it back up. She probably doesn't know about it.
I'm sure she didn't apologize for that one. I'm sure no. She's apologizing to, like, the people that she told to kill themselves.
Kamajane Wallace? A child?
Yeah, a child. Well, she's not a child now, I presume. But
right, but she was certainly a child when Chrissy Teigen tweeted something out of pocket at her. I just, like,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, she's only 20, so she is, although technically legally an adult, she's still a child.
Yeah. And she was really young when she
Course. Yeah, she was like 6, I think, in that that movie, that indie movie that was nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards.
Yeah. Anyway, Chrissy Teigen, what were you doing? What are you doing currently? I'm actually not interested in what you're doing currently. I hope you've done some soul searching. And I don't think, listen, you're allowed to like be an out-of-pocket weirdo online. But if you are a person with a platform, maybe chill.
Yeah. That's one of those, like, it would have been it seems like one of those tweets that they would read in one of those mean tweet segments on whichever late night show does that, which, like, would be funny if it wasn't coming from Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, exactly right.
So.
If you're tweeting about someone who might ostensibly be your peer, like, if you might see them at an event, that's very strange. I do think she was much less famous back then, though. And also, you know, I know that some people are like, if it was in, you know, a time when everyone was doing it, it was still not okay. I agree with that. But also 2011 was genuinely a different time on the internet. I still think it's insane, but it was a different time.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the rest of the article because it's just about Chrissy Teigen. But I did type in Avril Lavigne mean tweets to see if she had done a mean tweets thing. And I don't know what the answer to that is, but I did find, images. If you go to Google Images, and it's just various like tweets people have said about Avril. And there's an article from Elite Daily that says Twitter has complicated thoughts about Avril and Tyga's kiss. So much for Maud Sun's happy ending.
Well,
so I just want to read this because what else are we doing on this podcast? The first one says Avril Lavigne and Tyga are dating are words I've never considered putting together in my entire life. True.
Yeah, neither had we. Even when they went to Nobu together, we didn't think they were together.
We literally thought they were friends.
Yeah, we were like, they're working on music together, obviously.
Yeah, which they are, so we weren't wrong. Right. We were just also not right.
Mm-hmm.
Avril Lavigne and Tyga being a couple is not something I had on my bingo card.
Okay, can I just take a second to take issue with that expression? People use that expression all the damn time. In bingo, you don't choose what numbers will be on your board. You know what I mean? Like, bingo is not a game that has anything to do with predicting.
Yeah.
So can we all stop saying that? It's not applicable. It's like, sounds so silly to me.
Well, what I thought you were going to say was like, people will say that about literally anything, but it's like, fact of the matter is you never sat down to think about or try to predict what would happen this year.
That's also true, but that's secondary to my main problem, which is people not knowing how the game bingo works.
Yeah. Well, should we, at the end of this episode, try to predict what we think is going to happen in 2024?
Oh, that'll go great.
Say a bunch of really random things.
Yeah. I think Maud Sun and Tyga are going to get together. How about that?
I don't think that that's going to happen. But I do think that Maud Sun is going to get engaged to somebody that we've never heard of.
That's fair. He was with that model in a car that looked like it was probably Avril Lavigne's car that he got in the divorce.
Yeah, not her. But somebody vaguely similar, but maybe even less famous than whoever she was.
Yeah. Or it's Bella Thorne back in the Maud Sun relationship. Who knows?
I hope not.
Yeah, I also, well, I guess I don't really have a strong opinion.
I think sometimes about that time that Maud Sun said about dating Tana that like, oh, well, I think maybe if she had been older, like, it actually would have worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of was saying it like offhandedly. But it just, at the time, I remember it making me so sad because of the situation, the similar situation that I had been in, where, and I think around the time that I heard this, I had been listening a lot to Taylor Swift's All Too Well 10-minute version, where she says, you said if we had been closer in age, maybe it would have been fine, because I need men to stop fucking doing that. You're just hurting somebody else.
Yeah, what the heck? So. Hey, man, you cut that out.
Yeah. Hey, man, shut the fuck up. Okay, so back to the tweets. If you would have told me 10 years ago that Tyga and Avril Lavigne would be dating, I would have slapped you and got you a psychiatrist.
Wow, that feels like not a particularly fair combo. You know what I mean? Like, you had to kind of go one or the other direction with that.
Yeah.
I love to slap the mentally ill, says this person. Are you neurodivergent? Well, I'll help you, but I will slap you first. Uh-oh.
And then the last one. Finding out that Tyga and Avril Lavigne are dating is like finding out two people you went to high school with started dating 6 years after you've graduated, but you know for a fact they never once interacted when you guys were in high school. I mean, that would have been me and Noah, basically, but...
Yeah. I mean, what happened to your relationship?
I thought about that recently, honestly, because I was thinking about how I miss having a crush on somebody, and more specifically, I miss having a crush on somebody that I could actually, like, have a chance with.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the last time I had a crush on somebody, and it was Noah. The last time I had a crush on somebody that I could actually have a chance with, specifically,
right.
was Noah. And I was like, damn. Should I text Noah? And then I was like, no, I shouldn't.
That would be, okay, we're reaching a point where that would be out. It's all silly goose energy until suddenly it isn't anymore.
Until it gets cyber psychological help time.
I will slap you and get you a
psychologist. Slap me and get me a psychiatrist.
That's crazy.
Should we just get shirts that say that? Slap me and get me a psychiatrist.
Co-opting somebody else's tweet to use as our merch.
Yeah. They can't prove that we got it from their tweet.
Unless they listen to this. Damning evidence.
That's actually so funny, though, that if we wanted to design actual merch, no one would buy it, because why would they do that? But we have now two very good things.
Yeah.
Bitchlet Psycho and...
My boobs contain multitudes.
My boobs contain multitudes that we could use as
I merch. Feel like people would buy that one, but it wouldn't necessarily be fans of our podcast. It would just be, like, people who recognize that that's a great shirt.
Yeah, but we could make two versions. We could make a normal version for people who don't listen to the podcast, then we could make a branded version where we put, like, just what more can I say somewhere in the corner.
I love that. Back of the shirt has our podcast info.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's tweets that are about Avril.
Genuine question, because I'm not on Twitter anymore and have not been in an extremely long time. Do people call it X? And, like, what are tweets then?
No one calls it X. It's still called Twitter, and tweets are still called tweets.
Great.
Yeah. If you, like, go to Twitter... First of all, like, if I go to Twitter through, like, my bookmarks tab, where it just still says Twitter, but the logo is X, it still says twitter.com/home. Mm. So it's still Twitter, and then I guess they're called technically, like, we call them tweets, but I guess they're supposed to be called posts, because I don't know, I don't know if this is different now, but when you write out your tweet... And then it says, the button says post. I don't know if it used to say tweet. I don't remember. But
I think it maybe did. And then also, I mean, I think the real moment when Twitter started rocketing downhill was when they replaced the star with a heart.
That, I knew you were going to say that, because I was literally thinking about this. Okay, so May and I had our friendship anniversary recently, and she forgot about it. So.
The audacity.
The audacity. But I sent her a screenshot of the tweet that proves the day that we became friends. And that was back when it was a star instead of a heart. And I remember when I sent that to you, I remembered that you complained when it changed to a heart. You were upset about it.
I think it was a bad branding decision.
I don't care either way, if we're being honest with ourselves. But also now, like, the retweet button says repost, not retweet. So I think they're supposed to be posts.
They're, like, stripping away all of the brand identity of this website.
Yeah.
It's crumbling to pieces.
Right. Like, you literally created a word based... I mean, tweet was already a word, but you created a new a totally separate meaning for this word that was 100% associated with your brand, and then you got rid of that just because you like the letter X, which also, like, we all know that X is, like, a porn thing. It's a sex thing. Like, X videos is a porn site. So you just, like, liked porn so much. Like, I don't really understand.
I'm showing up at Elon's house with a mic. Did you like porn so much that you came into this?
Yeah, because, like, it doesn't... I think... Just, and I didn't know this originally, you were the one who brought my attention to it, that he wanted PayPal to be called X. He has no sense of branding, he just wanted something to be called X.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like he's got attorneys who are like, this guy is a nightmare client. Like, his trademark people must be like, why don't you want anything to be distinct?
Yeah, well, it's also just that, like, what I think is especially interesting is that he came on to PayPal, and he said, I want PayPal to be called X, and they said no. And then he came onto Tesla. He didn't invent Tesla. He just bought it from somebody else and then, like, became the face of it. And then he bought Twitter. And then when he bought Twitter, he was like, oh, okay, now I have something that I can call X. He could have just made something new and called it X from the beginning. But that's, he doesn't hard. Actually have any... Right. He doesn't have any creative or skills of any sort, really. And so he just has to buy things from other people and then run them into the ground. Like, I don't really understand the concept.
Get his ass.
I remember seeing, I think, like, a Reddit post or something where someone was like, what happened where Elon Musk used to be, like, we thought he was, like, a literal Iron Man. Like, he was so cool. And now he's had, like, one of the biggest falls from grace. Like, what happened? And, like, the top comment, and I don't know that this is true because it's Reddit and anyone can say anything on there, but the top comment was, like, he had this marketing team that basically told him to shut the fuck up. And then when he got famous enough, he decided he didn't need the PR team, I guess, more than marketing, right. PR team. He didn't need them anymore. So he got rid of them, and now we're seeing the true him. But he was always like this.
That would not surprise me in the least.
He just had people telling him to shut up.
Well, right. And also a lot of the things that he did before he became like a well-known person to the average American are like real whack.
Like what? Do you know off the top of your head?
Or no? Yeah, like all of his stuff with his wife, with his former wife, with whom he has like six sons.
Mm.
And then it's just like a very, I won't get into the details of their story, but he was not very good to her.
Yeah.
And also, it's always wild when you find out that someone has six sons you didn't know about. Surprise! Here are my six sons. Anyway, imagine if Avril dated Elon Musk. I think we've said that before on the podcast.
Yeah, I think I'm sure we said that in our who should Avril date next we pick this time or whatever the episode's called.
Yeah. Boy, Avril Musk is a bad name, huh?
Oof. Well, I don't think she would. Well, I guess Kelly Clarkson took her husband's last name. It was obviously not professionally, but legally mm-hmm. she did take his last name. And then now legally she dropped both Clarkson and Blackstone. And now her name is just Kelly Brielle. Because she didn't like sharing a last name with men that ruined her life.
That's valid.
So, yeah.
Wow. Imagine if Avril had taken her former husband's last names. We have Avril Wibley. That didn't sound good coming out.
Avril Wibley. No, I hate that. I hate that so
much. It's not fun to say. Once again, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to say Avril Wibley out loud right now and let us know if that feels good to you. I would be surprised if anyone says that.
Should I make that the poll question for this episode?
Avril Kroger. Kroger outside of Chad Kroger just sounds like the Midwest grocery chain to me.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, I've never thought that. Well, no, I've thought it, but I've never like really been like, oh no, Chad shares a name with a convenience store. Or I guess it is more of a grocery store. With a grocery store, I know logically, but I don't really associate it. But when you said Avril Kroger, I was like, oh, she's the heir to the Kroger fortune.
The heir to the Kroger throne.
Yeah.
The Kroger dynasty. I feel like if you say it after any name but Chad, it sounds like you're telling them, can you grab me something at Kroger?
Yeah. Yep.
Avril Kroger? You want to hit up Kroger with me?
And then the best last name, Avril Son.
Avril Modular Son.
Avril Moderate Son.
Yeah.
The weather forecast. That's her weather meteorologist name.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Cloudy with a chance of... Well, the only thing that I can think
of... Cloudy with a chance of moderate sun.
I was going to say meatballs, but sure. Whenever I hear cloudy with a chance of, it has to be meatballs. The next word has to be meatballs. For some reason, my dad was like so irritated by the name of that movie.
What? Well, first of all, it was a book. It was an incredibly famous book. For a very, very, very long time before it ever became a movie.
Yeah. I also knew a kid in high school who looked truly exactly like the protagonist of that movie, like to a shocking degree.
Is he hot now?
I haven't seen him in many years.
Probably not.
Impossible to say. I mean, listen, do you find the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs guy hot? I mean, that's a question for the audience.
I think he could have a glow up. I think he could have a glow up.
You're right. He totally could.
Yeah. I think there's something there.
The new podcast stance is the guy from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs could have a glow up and be hot. This is an awesome Avril Lavigne podcast.
In our defense, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is an animated movie starring Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is a singer who has performed with Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne was in an animated movie called Over the Hedge. It's all related, bitch.
Yes, they're all the same, essentially. If we talk about any media property, we can somehow 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon it back to Avril.
Yes. Should we do that as the next episode? Should we just think of, like, really random things and
relate them to Avril? Yes, that would be fun. Yeah. Grab bag of random stuff. Also, I just realized I'm pretty sure it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
It's 6 degrees, yeah.
Cool. Glad we've gotten on the same page.
How do we get from Kevin Bacon to Avril Lavigne?
I mean, we could go real simple and just say they're both famous.
No, but you'd have to go like, Kevin Bacon.
Well, I'm not going to do it the way they do it, which is like celebrity connections. Instead, I'm going to do it in terms of theme. Kevin Bacon starred in the classic film Footloose, which is a getting out of this town movie.
Okay.
Very Avril coded. I think that any of the songs on Avril's first album could perfectly work with a remake of Footloose.
That's a stretch, but I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to do IMDb people in both shows, and I'm just going to throw in, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to do the normal, I want to figure out the normal Kevin Bacon 6 degrees thing. So Avril Lavigne was in Over the Hedge. I'm sure someone in Over the Hedge has to have done something with Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah.
Do we think Steve Carell has ever done anything with Kevin Bacon?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Let's see, Steve Carell, Kevin Bacon. Yep, they were both in, yep, okay. Steve Carell and Kevin Bacon were both in Crazy Stupid Love.
Too easy.
That was really easy. Tragic.
I think my thematic approach was pretty fun. Let me know if you would like to see a remake of Footloose where none of the songs from Footloose are in it. It's all Avril Lavigne songs.
What about the opposite, where I say that Avril Lavigne can't stay in a relationship if her life depended on it, versus Kevin Bacon, who's been with Kira Sedgwick and only Kira Sedgwick for an extremely long amount of time?
That's a great point.
Yeah. Let me check exactly when they got married in 1988.
Wow.
And they are still married.
That's really impressive.
Right?
Wowie.
It's the opposite of Avril.
Good job, you crazy kids.
Yeah.
I think that Kevin Bacon should have a cameo appearance, or even perhaps a recurring appearance on our Avril Lavigne TV show.
We had Maude Sun in that kind of character, but we could scrap Maude Sun. Who cares about him?
Well, this can be any kind of character that we want. Maybe it could be their landlord.
True. Ooh, Kevin Bacon is their landlord. That's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
Should we open season 8 with an Untitled Avril Lavigne episode 5?
Yes.
Okay.
I love doing those. Those are like my favorite kind of episodes to do.
I know they are. I did make a poll on the first one asking people if they liked that type of episode, and the poll results said yes. But, and I don't think that they've been unsuccessful listens-wise. If I look at our listens right now, obviously, or at least listen to is the most recent one, and then the second, and then the third. So once we get back to, the Untitled Avril Lavigne Project episode 4 only has listens, but that's to be expected because it's one of the more recently released episodes. Episode 3 has listens, which is still in line with the episodes dropping off at a certain point, which makes sense. And then episode 2 has listens, which is better than some of the episodes that surrounded it. It does better than Avril's Next Boyfriend We're Picking This Time, and it does way better than Avril Lavigne fanfiction and lyrics.
I don't understand why that one didn't do better, and frankly, you guys need to step it up, but yes. I think that we should not let anyone in on the true inside baseball of this podcast, and you should bleep out every time you say a number.
I can do that, and or I can just cut this section.
True. I think it's funny to bleep it out, though.
Sure. Okay, I'll bleep it. There's a thing that happens on Nicole Byer's podcast where anytime somebody asks her to bleep something, she says, okay, what do you want me to bleep it with? And then they say something or make a noise, and they use that sound to bleep
whatever they're
saying. But the issue, what happens is you're listening, and you're hearing somebody say something normal, and then all of a sudden you hear something that doesn't make any fucking sense. And then you get to them being like, hey, can you bleep that out? And she's like, oh yeah, what do you want me to bleep that with? And then you're like, oh. But it's like so confusing for 2 seconds.
That's really funny. The most confusing thing that's happened to me while listening to a podcast is that this is crazy. Maybe I've even said this on the podcast because I thought it was so whack. listening to a podcast, a random ad that was like dropped in. So not an ad that they recorded, but an ad mm-hmm. that I guess their podcasting company or whatever like put through. The ad is for a car insurance company and it begins with the sounds of a car accident. Buddy, I'm driving right now. It was crazy.
That's awful.
Certainly don't do that. Of course don't do that.
Should I throw in one of our Liquid IV ads right now with the sounds of a car accident?
Were you just in a car accident? I bet you're dehydrated as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good. Okay, so we've done, at this point, 70 episodes of this podcast.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And we're going to do some more, I guess.
Yeah. Minimum 70 more.
140 episodes of an Avril Lavigne podcast that Avril Lavigne herself does not know exists.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she goes on the computer, so.
No. I would love to know how we could, like, legitimately get more listeners without, like, kind of pay, like, not pay for listeners, but pay for, like, advertising in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
Because if it was, like, $10, I would do that.
I would certainly. We could go 50-50. I put $5 towards this.
Oh, I was going to say, I put 10 and then you put 10 and we actually get $20 worth of advertising.
We can do that. We can do that. I'm down to clown.
So, I would love to know if that's an option in a way that's, like, legitimate.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if we ask enough podcast networks really nicely, like, I will send you a fruit basket.
The issue is that then we're beholden to, like, their schedule and actually needing, like, to... I do believe in continuing to make this indie style. I just want more listeners.
Well, maybe we can get a podcast network to promote our podcast, but they get nothing in return.
Well, that's sometimes you hear ads on other podcasts for other podcasts. How much do you think that costs?
I think we could look into it.
Do you think for like $50 just between us would promote our podcast?
Slide into the DMs.
I can't do that because I've actually slid into one of their DMs about a work thing previously that like didn't work out. So now I can no longer message either person.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like they have never promoted a podcast before, so that I know about. So
I think that they did. I think, I don't remember specifically, but because they're also indie now, so they might be down to clown with some $50 worth of advertising.
I think that you should message them both and say, are you down to clown for $50? And if they don't know what that means, that's on them.
Can you do it?
That would be so crazy. I resurrect social media just to do that. I mean, listen, it'd be crazy if either of us did that, because that's a crazy thing to do. But
well, you could use George's account.
Oh, that would be so gross coming from a man.
A man messages a woman and a trans man on the internet and says, are you down to clown?
For $50. That's for the important part. Like a married woman.
Yes, a married woman. And frankly, I mean, a polyamorous man who has done sex work in the past.
That's true. Openly open but also, it. That was... his own idea. You know what I mean?
That's very funny. Yeah, okay, that's not going to work. But...
the worst person to possibly do that. Because then they would look at his Instagram and be like, oh, you're in a full relationship with someone who you purport to care about.
Yeah. Oh. That's very funny. Yeah, George's whole Instagram is just May.
That's true. He hasn't posted on it in an extremely long time at this point, but presumably if we were to do so, it would be, well, maybe a pic of our baby, but we're not putting pics of our baby online, so.
Right. Well, also, I got some emails recently. Okay, so this is going to be so fast, but I have some bad news for the podcast, which is that I did find out that I can log into my blog, and I could delete it if I wanted to.
No!
Yeah, tragic, right? It kind of ruins the whole vibe. But what I've learned, also, I got multiple emails. Apparently, I made a bunch of Blogspot accounts back in the day, and I got like three different emails being like, you have not logged into this account in 6 years or 10 years, 15 years. I literally don't know what it said, but you have not logged into this account in X amount of time. So if you don't in the next 60 days, we are deleting it and it will just no longer exist on the internet. And that didn't happen with my blog because I had logged into that recently when I found out that I could still log into it.
Right.
But that's to say that had I not realized that I could log into it, it would be gone forever. Oh, it would
have gone. Okay, so yeah. It actually works out ultimately in the end.
Yes.
We can't have the blog be lost to time.
Yeah. But all those other Blogspot accounts, gone.
Rip to a legend.
Yeah. This is the only one that I think actually had anything on it, so.
Fair.
You know.
Yeah, that was back in the day when what you would do online was just create blogs. I had some.
Yeah. God, it was embarrassing to be a child on the internet.
Yes, okay. I don't think it's gotten less embarrassing to be a child on the internet. I'm going to throw that out there.
No, I'm sure it's worse now, but at least we had, like, it was the early days of, like, internet.
Right.
So. Okay, this has been another episode of What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy Fancast.
Can I make it any more obvious? Can I make it any more related to Avril Lavigne? Probably.